Okay, Clay, so what happened? How many prostitutes have you killed?
12.
And you're wondering why you do it?
I have a pretty good idea.
You beat them to death with a hammer?
Man.
That usually only takes once, doesn't it?
Dude, you got to have a lot of anger in you. So how old were you when you killed your first woman?
16. Is this Howard?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
The Howard Stern Show was a widely known radio show, which aired from 1984 to 2005, with around 20 million listeners. The show was hosted by Howard Stern. Stern's outrageous humour, which was often criticised as racist and misogynist, increasingly attracted the attention of the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, which by the late 1990s had levied more than $2 million in fines against the programme because of its often lewd content. Despite the controversial broadcasts, there was an interview on show which was shocking to say the least. In August 1997, getting word from the call screener that there was a listener on hold named Clay who claims to kill prostitutes, Stern immediately puts him on air. Here's the actual recording. Before that, I'd like to warn you all, as this recording might be disturbing for some viewers. Viewer discretion is advised.
All right, I got a guy on the phone who claims he's been killing prostitutes and he's wondering why he's doing it.
Oh, God.
So maybe he thinks I have an answer. Is this Ed? Ed?
No, this isn't Ed.
Oh.
You haven't killed any prostitutes?
No, I never said my name was Ed.
Oh.
Oh. Sorry.
That's okay.
What name do you use?
You can call me Clay.
Clay?
Clay?
Yes, Clay. Okay, Clay, so what happened? How many prostitutes have you killed?
12.
And you're wondering why you do it?
I have a pretty good idea.
Why? Did your mom beat you? Did your mom spank you?
Was your mom a prostitute?
No. Actually, nothing like that.
What is it, then?
I think I just do it for the sense of the power.
Right. Do you have sex with them first?
Yes, and...
And then what, you strangle them?
Once.
How else did you kill them?
Well, a few times, actually most times with a hammer.
Hmm. And where do you do this primarily?
I've done it twice in a parking garage, and then the rest of the times on the side of the road.
And you're from the New Orleans area?
Yes.
Hmm.
And how, what are you? You beat them to death with a hammer?
Man.
That usually only takes once, doesn't it?
Dude, you got to have a lot of anger in you.
Yes.
Man.
Well, why do you need to feel so powerful?
He's got some issue with women, but, some shrink's got to look into it. Is that even right? You might as well just kill yourself if you've killed 15 people. And that means you're heartless. Did you used to kill small animals?
No, I've killed a rat.
Yeah. See, a lot of guys start out killing kittens for some reason.
Yeah, they kill something before they start with humans.
If my kid, killed a kitten or something cute, I'd probably just, figure, well, this is it. They're going to be serial killers.
Kill them.
Dude, you're a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And you get away with it, I guess, because they're hookers, and so far nobody's...
Howard?
What?
Is this Howard?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
I didn't know this was Howard.
Yeah, it's Howard.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've never killed a kitten.
So how old were you when you killed your first woman?
16.
And you must be a powerful kind of guy, big guy.
I wasn't then.
Right. And when you killed your first one, did you go in there knowing you were going to kill her, or it just sort of happened?
I knew. I really had it planned out.
Hmm.
I wanted to do the whole sending clues.
Right.
Oh, yeah, are you in...
I wanted to baffle people, but it turned out no one noticed for a long time.
Right. Like you killed her on the side of the road?
Her, that was the parking garage.
Okay. And then what'd you do with the body? You dumped that somewhere?
Yeah, actually. I think she's probably one of the ones that they found.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something. You were sending clues that you were going to do this?
No, I was... He was going to
He was going to leave, a note for the newspapers and,
But you decided not to.
He didn't want to be famous or draw attention to himself. But the problem is...
No, that's what I wanted to do, but...
Oh, but you did, but no one noticed the clues.
I never sent the clues. I never left anything. You know, I wanted to have my own little signature.
Right.
I wanted the thumb paint.
Oh,
with their thumbs.
Oh, really?
What do you want to do?
Thumb paint with their thumbs.
Thumb paint what, though?
I don't know.
Oh, anything. It was in a comic book a couple of years ago. It just seemed like a good idea.
Like you take the girl you killed, you dip her thumbs in paint, and then you do like a thumb painting?
Yes.
On a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Now, after you kill somebody, do you play with the body?
Actually, the closest I've ever done to that is I always make sure I pay them and I make sure they keep their money.
Oh, really?
When they're still alive, but with one of them, I did put the money in a compromising place.
I see.
But that was this one. You know, it had a penis.
Oh, really?
It was a guy.
Yeah, I didn't know at first.
So do you think the reason you're so angry is because you were abused or something?
No, I wasn't abused, Howard.
Hmm. Where's your family?
You got a wife?
I mean, you got a mom, a dad, a wife, children? You got any of that?
I've got a couple of kids, but I...
No wife.
Not married to the mother.
Mm-hmm. You're a white guy?
Yeah, Howard, that's pretty funny because the only suspect they had when they started finding the bodies was a black police officer.
Oh.
Turns out one of them was associated with them.
Oh, really?
Are you on drugs?
I've done acid a few times.
Hmm. So
not, but nothing heavy.
So after you killed the first 60-year-old, like you finished.
No, I was 16.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
She was.
All right. So you finish with your sexual gratification, and then you
not always no.
Not always. You don't even want to get laid sometimes.
No, I just.
You just want to kill.
I'm just bored.
Right.
But does the killing sexually satisfy you in some way?
I can't believe Ed McMahon's not laughing.
I've beaten off thinking about it later.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
That's about it.
He's pleasured himself thinking about it later.
Oh, he has. Okay. Now, how far apart are these murders? Like, do you murder and then, like, you feel satisfied for a while?
I don't even understand why I do it, Howard. I don't know if I ever get any satisfaction.
Hmm.
But how often?
To gather anywhere was the same night.
Really?
You killed two people in the same night?
Yeah, but I went to Mississippi for the second one.
Hmm.
So there's no pattern to how many weeks or days between murders?
No.
Are these mostly white chicks or black chicks?
A fair number of them have been black. The transvestite was black.
Do you think some racial motivation here?
No, Howard. They were just, let's just say, a Jimmy Swaggart town.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Swaggart town.
Don't know what that means.
Me neither, but...
Oh, that's pretty much the area around here where the prostitutes all hang out.
Oh. I see.
And it's just whoever comes up to you. You don't pick a certain type?
I don't even approach them. I wait for them to approach me, Robin.
So that's ever, like them asking for it.
Do you ever, like, look into their eyes and go, you know, gee, these people were just children at one point, and maybe they just had a tough life?
I've let a couple go.
You have? Like, what happened? You're in the middle of killing them, and then what do they say? Why would you let one go and kill the other?
There was this one.
Go ahead.
I think she was probably really new to it.
Yeah.
There was just something about her. Maybe she reminded me of my ex-fiance, but...
Right. You somehow relate...
More of an innocent quality. I just...
You somehow felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you have a fiance, so you're planning to get married?
No.
He had one.
Oh, he had one.
No. If I wouldn't be a suspect, believe me, she'd...
But let me ask you, why'd you let, like, did you start to kill her and then, like, you said, forget it? Or you just never
Not even.
You just had sex with her and then you let her go?
I didn't even have sex with her, Howard.
Hmm. Well, that's weird. Now, that's weird.
I mean, you just really felt sorry for this.
I don't know what she was doing what she was doing, but...
Are you a big fat mess?
But she got off lucky.
Are you a big fat mess, or are you, like, a fairly good-looking guy?
Oh, I'm not a big fat mess. I wouldn't call myself good looking. I don't know what I'd call myself, Howard.
Right.
Do you have a decent job and all that stuff?
Sounds like a bright guy.
Not decent like you have.
Yeah, well, we got ridiculous jobs.
You can't get these.
I don't even know that I'd call this a job. You know what I mean? This is not a normal job.
It's a made-up job.
Yeah, this is a job that's totally useless. You know what I mean? Like, nobody really needs it.
It's a scam.
To me, a job is like something like, you know, a UPS driver is
a
job.
A job.
All right.
Not now.
Thank you, Ed.
Maybe this is a UPS driver.
Ed laughs, but he has no job either. All right, so, this is always weird.
But you work every day and stuff like that.
This is always weird, but I'm bringing, at least we can sort of get into the mind of a guy who serial kills. I think he's 100% on the level. So you killed your first woman.
When was the last time you killed?
It's been a few months.
Right.
Actually, it's been going on a year.
Hmm.
You're like the Boston Strangler, man. Maybe I should option your story. So, what do you think you're going to do? Do you think you're going to kill yourself? Do you think that you think
you're going to kill again?
Can you stop this?
If I killed myself, I'd miss the next Batman movie.
Right. You don't want to do that.
No.
As a fan.
Actually, I'd actually kill myself to miss
that. Why would you want to stay for that?
No, but in all seriousness, I mean, do you think that you can control this? Do you think you can stop?
I think I have been.
Oh, you have been for the last couple of months?
A year he hasn't killed.
Oh, a year?
Yeah.
Almost.
So why do you think you stopped killing all of a sudden?
I really don't know, Howard. Part of it had to do with my car broke down.
Oh, no transportation.
Oh, yeah. Seriously? That's the reason?
Well, that was the reason for a month, but after that, I guess it was all self-control.
Wow.
Huh. So you don't want to do this anymore?
No, he wants to do it, but he's controlling himself. Like, you want to kill women, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And what do you like? Do you enjoy seeing them struggle as you kill them?
Actually, none of them really struggle.
Hmm.
Do you hit them from behind, or do they see it coming?
I can't get inside their minds, but let's just say I hit them.
But, I mean, are you facing them?
Yeah.
Well, so you can see their face and everything when you do it.
Yeah. The worst I've ever gotten was... one tried to grab my neck. I've never gotten any of the claw marks or anything that are dead giveaways.
Right, you must be very powerful.
I wouldn't call myself powerful, maybe intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose this method?
I didn't, Robin. Like I told you, I really wanted to cut things up, mail things, send clues.
No, she means why did you use a hammer? You think you...
Because it was in a book I read.
Oh.
Well, everything's come from
cartoons.
Somebody else.
Yeah. When's the last time you got laid?
Last week, Howard.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't kill that girl?
No.
Because she wasn't a hooker?
No.
Right.
It's only hookers, though.
A lot of serial killers are only into hookers because they know, A,
easy.
Probably won't get caught, and B, they have some kind of anger toward hookers. Like, did you think your mom was a hooker or something?
No, Howard.
Hmm.
Your parents married and stay together and the whole thing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Church-going people?
That'll do it.
Well, one of them, but...
Yeah. Religious fanatics give birth to the most serial killers, because they're so repressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no way I'm going to talk you into giving yourself up or anything, right?
No.
I shouldn't even waste my time. I know I'm going to get calls after this, and people are going to go, Howard, how come you didn't catch him?
Has anybody ever been close to catching you?
No. No. Actually, someone... Once, when it was in the newspaper, someone joked to me, I know it was you, but, they were joking.
Right. Yeah. You think you might be gay?
I hope not.
Right, maybe you're a repressed homosexual. Were you ever molested?
No.
Hmm. Do you have a lot of tattoos?
I don't have any tattoos. I wouldn't do that to myself.
Right.
And do you get high before you do this?
I've gotten pretty drunk before.
Yeah.
A little amyl.
A little amyl.
Relax that sphincter. Well, I got to say, I wish you would die, but, you know, what can I tell you? Maybe this is sort of good that you're talking about it with me, and maybe it'll keep you under... Like maybe I can't get you to turn yourself in.
Maybe like a valve, and he'll be able to go another year or something.
Yeah, but maybe somehow, you know, you won't do it anymore.
What about your kids? You want them living in a world with people like you?
Hasn't really analyzed it that
way. Anyway, I mean...
Yeah.
It's kind of lonely, though. You can't tell anybody about this.
I'm the only guy you could... Am I the only guy you ever told about this?
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. I guess that's sort of an honor.
I've told a couple of women, Howard, but...
They're dead.
Yeah. Do you tell them first and then you kill them?
Yeah.
What do you say to them?
All
right, let's see.
Every now and then you can play the running game if you're out in the middle of nowhere, and we got a lot in the middle of nowhere down here.
Right. So, in other words, let's say you're with a woman, right? A hooker.
Yeah, Howard.
And you say to her, okay, honey, you just had sex and everything. What do you say to her to torment her? How do you break the news to her that she's going to die?
It really depends on my mood.
Just give us an example.
Well, if I wanted to, I could just say Baba Booey, but that would be pretty,
No, come on, be serious. What do you say to him?
I can say you're going to die.
And then what do they do?
Said it. I like to articulate a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I ask them if they think it's dangerous doing what they're doing, if they're worried about things, and they'll laugh it off, and that just pisses me off.
Right. And then you go ahead and you kill them.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, there you go.
Well, now we've shed no light on this. We don't know how a serial killer is made, and we don't know how to catch him.
Yeah, well, you know what? All the experts don't know either, so. Well, here's a guy, just another story. He's out there.
Well, you know, it's just, substantiates my theory. Did you get jealous of Cunanan? Is that why you're talking to us now?
No, actually, I was thinking about writing a musical about Andrew Cunanan, but...
Guy's a comedian, too.
Huh?
Guy's a...
comedian.
Hey, some psychologist is on the line. You want to talk to him?
Sure.
I mean, since you're looking for answers.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, yeah. Robert?
How you doing, Howard?
Hey, man. Go ahead.
Just wondering, how long did this guy wet his bed when he was a young boy?
Are you serious, or are you just trying to make a joke?
No, I'm totally serious.
Did you wet your bed when you were a young boy?
No. Didn't do that at all. No. How about starting fires?
Huh?
How about starting fires?
Sure.
Yep.
You did start fires?
Yep.
How old were you when you...
for people to not get into serial killing, to start fires, wet their bed when they're young.
Hmm.
Along with the mutilation of little animals, but he said he didn't do that, so...
Right.
That's kind of something that was missing.
But fires was in your history, right?
You could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of... it starts off as external ways of showing off their anger, and then they move on and go on to bigger and better things, I guess.
Wonder why this guy kills. Do you have any guess?
I don't know. I think you're right on with something with his family, childhood.
Yeah, what's he so angry about?
Right.
You know, unfortunately, he's real angry, and he's out there hurting a lot of innocent women.
Yeah, what do I do with a guy like this? Just hang up and forget about it, or is there anything I can...
Depends on, Howard, what are you going to do? Of course, you're not going to, turn him in, but...
I mean, I would, but I can't.
A lot of people would want to turn him in, but what can you do? You talk to him, try and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, all right. That's right. Then I'll probably just hang up. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Howard.
Thanks, man. All right, thanks, guys.
Clay, the serial killer, mentioned that he does it for power, to gain control over his helpless victims. According to LawLex.org, power and control-orientated serial killers are types of killers who seek control over others. To overcome feelings of powerlessness or inadequacy, such killers murder to exert power and dominance over their victims. While this type often also sexually abuses their victims, it is not motivated by lust, but is simply another form of dominating the victim. Ted Bundy is an example of a power, control-orientated serial killer. It was later suspected that Russell Elwood, one of the two top suspects in a series of slayings of local women in New Orleans, Louisiana, is the man many believed to be Clay the serial killer, the man who called the Howard Stern Show. In 1998, Russell Elwood stood trial for the 1993 murders of Cheryl Lewis, 30, of Bridge City, and Dolores Mack, 40, of Maturi. Ultimately found guilty of the murder of Cheryl Lewis, Elwood was thought to be responsible for as many as 15 murders in the New Orleans area, and many believe responsible for many more. And while some believe the call was a hoax, no further information has been released on it. Apparently, the FBI demanded the tape recordings the day after it was transmitted. What do you think? Was the call real or fake? Let me know in the comments section. If you enjoyed this video, then give it a thumbs up. I'll see you in the next video. Till then, take care.